we do the job that we're elected to do here at the Comptroller's Office, and we take that responsibility seriously. And, you know, certainly in the case of, you know, some of the questions that came up after we did the referral to the Attorney General, you know, that was done after much thought and very consistent with what people expect us to do, to ask the important questions. I think I'm the least politically calculating of any of the players that are around these days, and too old to change in that regard. And, you know, I think my work stands on its own. It has since 2007 when I started as controller. And I know very often, whether it's an audit or a report, people will say, oh, he's being political. He's been, you know what? We're a professional shop here. Most of our employees are civil service. I don't know whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And when we make a decision on an audit or a policy or referral, whatever we're doing, a report, you know, we're calling it as we see it. That's what people expect from the controller. And I'm focused on doing my job and doing it in the right way. And I'm not worried about the politics at the moment.
So just to fill us all in, because not everybody pays that much attention to all this, you know, stuff. What exactly did you do when you made it? What was the referral about to the Attorney General?
Well, you know, in sum, and I can't say, you know, too much other than, you know, obviously there have been questions raised about the use of public resources in the executive chamber for private purposes, some of that relating to the book. We're all familiar with. And we felt that those allegations were serious enough to warrant a further review. And under the existing authority that we have to do what is called a referral to the Attorney General, consistent, by the way, with a partnership we've had with that office that, you know, even predates Tish James's tenure, we did that, which gives them the authority to do an investigation with a criminal jurisdiction to see if there are, you know, if there is anything to those allegations. I can't say more about it. I mean, it is now, you know, subject to the investigation that the Attorney General's office will lead. If there's any support they need from us, we're available for that. And if there's nothing amiss or inappropriate, then, you know, then there's nothing for anybody to be worried about.
Tom DiNapoli makes a referral to Tish James about whether the Cuomo book, which brought in $4 million, and allegedly he had people do some work for him, who worked for him against the state law. That's against the state law. I find a certain irony here that you've made a referral to the other person who is always being suggested might run against Andrew Cuomo, but besides yourself, Tish James. Do you have a chat with her about that?
Nope. Have not. Don't expect to.
How come?
I think Tish James, like myself, we have an awful lot of work to do, and we're just focused on doing our jobs. I know I'm proud to be the state controller. I'm sure Tish is proud to be the attorney general, and she's doing a great job. And our plate is full. And you know, I mean, as I've talked about on your show before, my plan has been to run for re-election as state controller. I haven't seen a reason to change that plan thus far.
Now, Cuomo's guy, Rich Azzopardi, who I should confess was my student years ago on the Legislative Gazette. But I have a question for you. He said you jumped the shark or something like that. What was that about?
I don't know, but now I understand better, you know, some of his excesses, that he learned it at the feet of the master. So now I fully understand where he gets some of his bad habits from. But I don't
Absolutely.
Know. Look, I mean, what can I say? I mean, I don't think his comments were worthy of any response or reply from me.